religious superstition. Claude Pilkington here. Religion is steeped in superstition. Acts chapter 17, verse 22 tells us that Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill and said, "Ye men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are too superstitious." As superstitious as the Athenians were, Christendom has mastered pagan mythology and heathen fables. We see the results of this all about us. Christianity wallows in fantasy and superstition. It's been turned into fables. Believers have lost their scriptural bearings due to a flood of unsound teaching. There are 2,000 years of a thick maze of twisted tales masquerading as the truth, the result being that the overwhelming majority of Christendom is found to be deeply superstitious. It's not a small task for the student of Scripture to study and sort through Christian superstition to actually find the truth. But it is a noble and rewarding journey. It requires a diligent, faithful, lifelong dedication to the actual words of God. It involves never allowing ourselves to be locked into any man-made creed or systematic theology, while cultivating an ever-adjusting heart and mind to what we learn afresh from the Scriptures. It requires an attitude and spirit of adjustableness. Don't spend your life following religious superstitions, even supposed Christian ones. Join the noble sons of God who are diligently searching the Scriptures to see if those things are so.